This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Andrew Freeland. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and currently I'm a Bachelor of Fine Arts Musical Theater major at SEMO. I have been at SEMO for about 2 years now, being a part of the musical theater department at the Dobbins Conservatory has been a whirlwind of sorts. Through them, I have been able to do a lot of really cool things, and I have really been able to foster my love for theater, dance, and singing all in one. It's been a great experience. Recently, over the summer, I was cast in the Disney musical Newsies, which we did here at the River Campus for the Summer Arts Festival, and I was cast in the role as Jack Kelly, which I guess if a person isn't familiar with Newsies, Jack Kelly is the main role. He's the leading man. I have always loved the character of Jack Kelly, and the fact that I got to play him here at SEMO was a really great opportunity for me. And being in the spotlight in that way, in a leadership role, really helped me to figure out who I want to be in this career path. Along with Newsies, I've gotten to do a lot of cool things. I got to make my off-Broadway debut in New York with the Conservatory doing An American Hero, which was the original musical that we wrote here. Since then, I have just continued to fall in love with everything that Cape Girardeau has to offer, specifically on the River Campus. Our studios for dance are top-notch. I remember going in there over the summer, and we would just start with the Newsies choreography. And I'm a dancer, but I don't have any like classic training per se, so I would just get in there and dance. I didn't care who was watching or what we were doing, I was just dancing. And the fact that, you know, there was about 30 different Newsies, you know, including ensemble beyond them, and then there was like costume people, but on stage at one time, there's about 25 to 30 people, and we're all just there dancing together. And we're making a story happen in front of a bunch of different audiences, and it was great because we were sold out pretty much every single night. We did like a 2 weekend run, and you know, not to mention we all got paid for it. So it was a good paid gig. It was cool. Like, thanks, SEMO. I appreciate that. The fact that we got to tell this story of this news revolution that happened with just a few small little boys and girls, it was awesome, and everybody really seemed to enjoy themselves. And through doing this experience, I learned that this is where I need to be. I need to be entertaining people with my gifts of performing. Performing arts people are some of the most kindest, generous people you'll ever meet in your life. Give them a chance. And if you guys are hearing this and want to pursue musical theater or performing arts in any way or facet or form, do it. Don't let anyone tell you not, because it's a whirlwind. Or if you don't want to pursue it as like a passion or career, take a chance and go see a show. I promise seeing at least one show in your life, live and performed, will change you in a way that you have not or didn't expect to change you.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. Check out more SEMO Spotlight podcasts at krcu.org.